Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Mind on Mental Health podcast. My name is Andy Dean. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. And today I'm speaking with Dr. Jody Cashton, who is the Senior Director of Clinical Development and Performance Improvement at Penn Medicine Princeton House Behavioral Health. Today we discuss how tweens are different from teenagers and what challenges are unique to the tween population. So I hope you enjoy the podcast and find it helpful.
Do you have any tweens now? I can't remember if you have.
My kids, no, thank God. They're not tweens yet.
Well, now you're going to be ready after my...
Yeah. I'm not... And actually, I'm not, like, worried about having them. I just don't want the time to go that fast. Like, I'm just glad that, you know, they're still little. Or at least, you know, my daughter's getting there. She'll be 8.
Very close.
Yeah, she's getting there. And, you know.
Some children exhibiting signs as early as 8 years of age.
Oh, man, she's exhibiting signs for sure. But my son is still a little guy. I'm close. But, yeah,
It's a fun time.
Oh, cool.
Very challenging, though.
I'm sure. I don't want to wish the time away. That's all. I'm looking forward to every stage, to be honest.
Oh, that's great.
Even though I realize that, you know, they all have challenges. So Jody, I'm just going to ask you, can you just introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a little bit about who you are?
Sure. So my name is Jody Cashton. I'm a psychologist by training, and my specialty originally was kids. Right now, my title is Senior Director of Clinical Development and Performance Improvement, and I do that across the age span. So all the patients that we see, I'm responsible for the clinical programming, training of staff, and our safety and performance improvement projects.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. So I know that we had talked about maybe discussing tweens today. And I guess maybe we should mention that there's programmatically at the agency, we just basically started a tween program. So I think that kind of ties into why we wanted to talk about it. But also, sometimes this age range tends to get overlooked. And I think it's kind of unique and it has its own challenges that come along with it. So maybe, would you mind just spelling out exactly, like, what makes this, first of all, I guess, what is the age range that we're talking about? And then what kind of makes them unique?
Yes. What I'm talking about when I talk about tweens is, it's actually preteen tween. It's a similar word to preteen. Mm-hmm. And it's usually people think of an age range between 9 and 12 years old. It can be a little younger and a little older depending on the child, but that's roughly the age. And at Princeton House, we've been seeing kids that age for a very long time. And over the years, we've realized that we could serve those kids better by tailoring some of our programming to some unique challenges that they have. The challenges they have, I think, are faced by people at all ages, but the newness and the intensity of them is really somewhat unique.
Interesting. Okay. I guess what I am curious about is, like, we're kind of classifying them as being not kids and being not teens. So, like, what specifically makes them different, I guess, in terms of, like, their psychology or the way that they approach the world? Like, how are they different from kids and teenagers?
Yeah, so that's a good question, I think. And tween is, I think, gotten popular as a term because it's sort of like they're in between. So In between is like tween. And a tween is also like a preteen. It has sort of a word play on that. Mm-hmm. But the really, I think, special thing about kids at that age is they're approaching puberty Mm-hmm. And really what comes along, the probably the biggest thing is change. So many things are changing for them at the same time. So physically, they're going probably through one of the biggest transformations they'll have in their life in this period. Their body is changing. Right before their eyes, sometimes it sometimes almost seems like over the course of the week, they look different. And they are getting interests that are changing. They're feeling differently about how they want to spend their time, whereas maybe before they were very happy to do family activities. They're getting more and more interested in their peers and hanging out socially with their friends, getting more interested in perhaps some rule bending, rule breaking behaviors. And their emotions are changing. They're getting more self-conscious. They're getting more interest in dating and having romantic relations with other people. They're also just trying to understand themselves. They're starting to have questions about more about who they are, who they want to be. There's much more self-consciousness. So it's really so many things, so many questions and changes are being presented to them that it's a very intense time for kids. And even though throughout our lives we go through changes, but I think it's really uncommon to have so many things changing at the same time like tweens are facing.
I guess for me, I had always kind of thought of the teenage years as one of like, you know, acute changes and like upheaval. But maybe just based on what you're saying, I need to adjust that a little bit, because I think one of the main differences here between like a tween and a teen is just the newness of this all. Because I heard you mention a whole bunch of different things. Like you said, bodily changes, sometimes before your very eyes, interests changing, including like friendships, relating to your emotions in a different way, but then also self-consciousness in terms of thinking about questions like, who am I? You know, how do I identify myself? That kind of thing that kids don't really think about, or at least I don't think they think about as much. But all these things are kind of changing at the same time. And I think based on what you're saying, like those things will obviously continue to change as they go through their teen years. But one of the things that really separates tweens from teens is just how new that is. It's a process, obviously, that takes years to go through all those changes. And you're still experiencing that when you're a teen. But when you're a tween, it's like it's just starting and you're having to get used to all that.
That's so true, what you say. And to add to that, it can be, especially, and I think in the tween years, a very uneven process. Mm-hmm. So when parents or our caregivers are trying to support the kids as they go through this period, this tween period, one minute their child is really nervous and they want their parent right by their side. And almost in the same breath, it could be an hour later, they're like, I can do it myself, leave me alone. And it's so hard to feel like you're on, you know, you're kind of right on target, because things can change. And even the same thing can change depending on a different mood or a different person involved. So it's really tough for parents and even for the kids themselves to feel like it's all making sense, because they can feel very differently in, you know, a very short period. And the same thing they could even feel differently about. That's very common.
Yeah. No, obviously I'm just relating this to my own experience as a parent, but yeah. So that newness that's so fresh for the kid is also fresh for the parent, and takes, I would imagine, a lot of adjustment on the parent's part too, especially if you're saying that they can kind of feel one way about something in 1 minute and then, you know, an hour later have a completely different feeling about that same thing.
Yes.
Because I'm just thinking as a parent that that's got to be A, a whirlwind, and B, a huge adjustment. It's different than your five-year-old kid would relate to the world.
Yeah, And it can be very confusing for the kids themselves because they don't want to seem like they're waffling or changing their mind. But they, you know, their experience may change for a whole host of reasons. And so I think kids understanding that it's okay to feel differently, even about the same thing. And that's just part of learning and testing things out. And that period in between, that so much it, they're trying to get a feel for what feels right for them. And it can be, as we all know, just trying to understand that about ourselves is not always a straight line. You know, it can be a lot of zigzagging. And so that's, you know, for kids where they're sort of used to things being dictated to them and they're getting more and more independence, making their own choices, it can be a very daunting process.
Yeah. Now that you say that, I'm just being struck by how hard that must be for a kid, even though consciously I'm sure they're not thinking of it as difficult, but like you said, I mean, the world was pretty much dictated to them before, or their choices were dictated to them, and now they have more independence in terms of making choices. And that's obviously a huge adjustment.
Yeah, they're just stepping into that role, what they like to eat, how they like to spend their free time, and they, you know, and also being able to embrace changing their mind and not being sure. That's tough for anybody. And so tweens are just wrapping their head around all that.